Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business. You can read. You can listen to the podcast or past interviews we've done with all of our great small business experts in the Brain Trust. And you can go all the way back to 1999 if you want to. But the ones we've done recently are right there, easy to find, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can also watch. You can see the video, the brand new video we posted this week. We also would like to know what you think. And that's the reason why every week we have a new poll question. We hope you'll check that out when you get a chance to. Having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Gaffney. He's the author of Honesty Sells. Is that the most recent book?
Yes.
Honesty Sells.
Now I'm beginning to work on my next book. But yes, yeah. Honesty Sells is the most recent book.
Welcome back. Give us the website, please, Stephen.
Yeah, if they go to my website, justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com, and based on the subject matter of what we're talking about here, if they like that, we can actually send them an article based on accepting criticism.
I appreciate that. Justbehonest.com, and by the way, folks, that's the title of his first book, which we introduced right here on this show, Stephen, about 9 years ago. So thanks for thanks for that. Hey, Stephen, let's talk about some ways that you've identified to really sort of be prepared and to properly accept criticism. When you hear somebody make that but, you know, Jim, I really like the way you do this, but you click into this mode of thinking about a handful of things here that you got for them. The first thing you say is to thank them. Now you should have said in the beginning, step one, swallow hard and then thank them. What do you think?
That's a great point. Well, and the reason why I say about thanking them is because it really is a gift. First of all, it is very hard to give people constructive criticism. I think it's easier for top-down to give, you know, somebody, our boss or somebody who's senior to us to give criticism. But even still, it's very, very hard. So people will soft-pedal their advice. And that's why I think the first step really is, even though it may be difficult, is to thank them. Because remember, it's either an insight into us or an insight into them. But either way, it's an insight and it is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you go right to step two, is you ask probing questions. Here's the number one reason why, no matter what somebody says, you don't want to respond, you want to ask more questions. A good rule of thumb, being in the trenches for about 17 years with folks, whatever somebody initially tells us the problem is almost never the real problem.
Uh-huh.
Even what somebody initially tells us is upsetting them is almost never what is really upsetting them.
So would sort of a first stock question to have ready be whenever somebody, this ought to be easy to remember. Stephen, what do you think? Just say, please tell me more.
Absolutely.
Could it be that simple, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, whatever it is, definitely don't debate. Well, I see what you're saying, but, you know.
Or act defensive or anything like that.
Absolutely, because this deals with another life principle I found out, that we train and condition people on how we want to be treated. We train and condition people how we want to be treated. An example would be somebody says, Jim, I love honesty. And you give them honest feedback and they flip out. You probably say to yourself, note to self, don't go there again.
Well, and of course, then when you, and this is the hard part, and except for, you know, perfect people like me, Stephen, the hard part is to listen.
Yes, absolutely. So first step is to thank them. Second is to ask probing questions. And then how do you know you're ready to kind of move forward is when they say, well, no, that's just about it. Then really take it in. Now, here's when a really helpful step with listening is take notes as they're talking. And what you can do is break this up into another conversation so you don't feel like you have to respond. You can say, wow, thank you very much for the feedback. I want to think about this and figure out some next step and may even come back with some other questions. Can we schedule another time to talk? That's important because some people at this point are very upset or they're getting defensive. And if we get defensive or upset, we will shut down future feedback.
Right.
So step number three is listening and really taking in. And one of the best ways to do is just take notes. And if somebody says to you, what are you doing? Just say, actually, I'm just noting certain things because I really appreciate the feedback. Mm-hmm. It's actually a credit to them.
Right. And when you listen, and this is the hard part, this is while you're listening, you're going to have a real tendency to want to be defensive. And, you know, the only way I know this, Stephen, is because I've read this in a book somewhere. Not that I've ever felt this way myself. But, you know, you want to get defensive, and so be careful about that. So the fourth step is about commit to improvement. But as you talk about that, Stephen, I want to ask you about how much you should, before you commit to improvement, before you take it all that seriously, shouldn't you consider the source?
Well, yes, you should consider the source, but still don't dismiss the source. Let's go with an assumption here, on the counter to what I was sharing earlier. I do believe assume good intent, assume where the cause of the matter. But let's say somebody's just a negative person.
Yeah.
They still may have value.
Or they might be jealous. You might be their competitor. Or they might just be taking a shot at you or something.
And either way, Jim, it's an insight into us, but it's an insight into them. So I do think, though, showing them that, and one of the easiest ways to turn it into some kind of commitment or solution is say, well, based on everything you shared, any particular ideas you have that you would suggest of what we could do next?
Right. Right. Hey, Stephen, I have a little criticism for you.
Okay.
You don't come on the show nearly enough. You need to work on that.
I like your criticism.
Thank you, Stephen. JustBeHonest.com is his website. Stephen Gaffney. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.